Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1705, air date August 4th, 2026.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. Today we're going to talk about how cinnamon can help reduce the risk of obesity. I'll walk you through its main bioactive compounds and explain how they work together to support weight loss and improve overall metabolic health. It's going to be an engaging discussion where we'll take a closer look at the molecular profile of cinnamon and explore the biological pathways that play a crucial role in the development of obesity. All right, let's begin. Cinnamon, often referred to as the ancient spice, is a widely used spice and aromatic native to Southeast Asia. For thousands of years, it has played an important role not only in cooking, but also in traditional medicine. In fact, the medicinal use of cinnamon dates back nearly 4,000 years, particularly in ancient Indian and Chinese cultures, where it was valued for its healing properties. Different parts of the cinnamon plant offer health benefits. The bark of the tree is the most commonly used form, but the roots and even cinnamon oil are also known for their medicinal properties. So, cinnamon is much more than just a flavoring agent. It is a time-tested natural remedy with a rich history. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through the lens of systems science. This framework helps us understand how all the interconnected parts work together, allowing us to see the bigger picture behind complex problems. It's a powerful way of thinking, and it's something anyone can learn and apply through truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go any further, I'd like to play a short video for you. We're joined today by people who have been part of my journey into understanding systems and truly applying a systems approach. So this will give you a bit of context before we continue. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. and Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to explore cinnamon, a highly important medicinal spice, and understand how it plays an important role in supporting weight management and helping to alleviate obesity. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should allow you to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What truly drives everything we do, whether it's through Truth, Freedom, Health, Cytosolve, or any of our initiatives, is the recognition that those in power are actively contributing to a global health crisis. This isn't an exaggeration. The data clearly shows that people's lifespans are actually declining. And that reality underscores why our work is so critical, to empower people with real knowledge and tools to take control of their own health and lives. When we look at the data objectively, the trends are stark. Lifespan is actually declining, while the cost of living, which directly affects people's ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you just examine this graph without emotion, it becomes painfully clear. Those driving these trends are not acting in the interest of human well-being. Their decisions, consciously or not, have the effect of putting lives at risk. In other words, the system they've built doesn't just neglect you, it actively works against you. And this isn't just a recent phenomenon, something that's happened in the last 5 or 10 years. If you look closely at this graph, you'll see it's been happening for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. This process has been carried out by everyone, those on the left, those on the right, people claiming to be independent, and even those presenting themselves as agents of change. The pattern is clear. Regardless of labels, the outcome has consistently worked against ordinary people. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shatterthesswarm.com, but those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it cinnamon or turmeric or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that, so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing, and that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is several important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's the fact that environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote-unquote pandemic. In March of 2020, by giving people solutions and educating people on how the body is a system. No other person did that except, frankly, me, and the credit has to be given because I am concerned for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people, and one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning system science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses, it's a platform, it's the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding systems science, so you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for Truth Freedom Health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces encourage people to spend money on essentially worthless things. Our movement takes a different approach. It equips people with real tools they can actually use. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people, those who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com/orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosolv Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products. And by doing so, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolv, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective, natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolv took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about cinnamon, or when I talk about green coffee, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who claims they don't want to talk about politics is, as the great writer Alberta Brick said, among the most ignorant people in the world. It's like hiding their head in the sand. In America, people often have the luxury of doing that, but make no mistake, choosing not to be political is deeply selfish, because that silence comes at the expense of all working people. So the people of the United States must rise. They must become political, take charge of their health, and stand ready to fight for freedom. If you want to grow stronger, healthier, and smarter, then you've come to the right movement. But if you choose ignorance, weakness, and sickness, then this is not the place for you. But before we start on cinnamon, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to cinnamon on obesity. What is Truth Freedom Health? And why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn for yourself and become warrior scholars. That way you'll truly understand the roots of the systems approach and think independently. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on cinnamon and obesity.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training, because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you, on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game, and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself, or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter. And in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge. We'll give you support. We give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are we going to cover today? First, we'll give you some background on cinnamon and what we know about obesity, why obesity happens, based on the latest scientific understanding. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary platform that allows us to innovate using food and develop solutions in a truly scientific way. Then we'll share our initiative, a fresh approach to tackling these problems. Just to be clear, while we're focusing on cinnamon, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Obesity is an incredibly complex systems problem, and that's why no one has truly cracked it until now. We'll also explain how cinnamon specifically benefits obesity, how much might be right, and the reality of whether it's suitable for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll talk about how you can be part of this initiative and contribute to this new approach. As we've already seen, cinnamon, often referred to as the ancient spice, is a widely used spice and aromatic native to Southeast Asia. For thousands of years, it has played an important role not only in cooking, but also in traditional medicine. In fact, the medicinal use of cinnamon dates back nearly 4,000 years, particularly in ancient Indian and Chinese cultures, where it was valued for its healing properties. Different parts of the cinnamon plant offer health benefits. The bark of the tree is the most commonly used form, but the roots and even cinnamon oil are also known for their medicinal properties. So cinnamon is much more than just a flavoring agent. It is a time-tested natural remedy with a rich history. Now, if we look at the traditional uses of cinnamon has been widely valued across different cultures for its medicinal properties. In traditional European medicine, it was commonly used to treat a variety of ailments, ranging from digestive issues to respiratory problems. Similarly, ancient civilizations such as the Egyptians and the Chinese incorporated cinnamon into both food preparations and traditional healing practices, highlighting its long-standing importance. the bark of cinnamon in particular, has been extensively used as an herbal remedy. It has been applied in the treatment of common colds, cardiovascular diseases, as well as chronic gastrointestinal and gynecological disorders in traditional herbal medicine. Overall, cinnamon's traditional uses reflect its versatility as both a culinary ingredient and a natural therapeutic agent. Now, let's move on to the types of cinnamon. Cinnamon can be broadly classified into two main categories. The first type is cassia cinnamon, which is the more commonly available variety and is widely used in everyday cooking. The second type is Ceylon cinnamon, often referred to as true cinnamon, which is known for its finer quality and milder flavor. Understanding these two types helps us appreciate the differences in taste, quality, and usage of cinnamon. Now, let's take a closer look at cassia cinnamon. Cassia cinnamon is typically dark red-brown in color and has a very thick bark. It is known for its strong, spicy flavor with a slightly bitter taste. Another important point to note is its chemical composition. Cassia cinnamon contains relatively high amounts of coumarins, a naturally occurring compound. While coumarins contribute to certain biological effects, they can be toxic when consumed in high amounts. Therefore, moderation is important when using cassia cinnamon regularly. So cassia cinnamon is widely used and flavorful, but it should be consumed with awareness of its composition. Now let's take a look at Ceylon cinnamon. Ceylon cinnamon is light brown in color and is known for its delicate, mild taste, often described with subtle hints of floral and citrus notes. Compared to cassia cinnamon, it is less commonly available and can be harder to find in the market. However, despite its limited accessibility, Ceylon cinnamon is highly valued for its refined flavor and is an excellent addition to a wide variety of foods. So, Ceylon cinnamon stands out for its quality, mildness, and pleasant aromatic profile. Let's now shift our focus to obesity. Essentially, obesity and being overweight mean having excessive fat in the body, enough to affect health. We often use BMI or body mass index to measure this. Over 25 is considered overweight, and over 30 is classified as obese. Obesity isn't just about appearance, it's a serious health concern. It's closely linked to heart disease, abnormal cholesterol levels, and insulin resistance, which in turn can trigger diabetes, stroke, fatty liver, gallstones, sleep apnea, and even certain cancers. Understanding these risks is key to appreciating why addressing obesity is so important. Now let's explore the current medical interventions for obesity. Treatment often involves a combination of anti-obesity medications, diet, and exercise. Some of the FDA-approved medications include orlistat, phenermine, and liraglutide, which help support weight loss in different ways. When it comes to surgical options, commonly performed procedures include gastric banding, Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, and sleeve gastrectomy. Among these, gastric bypass can lead to rapid and significant weight loss, making it a widely chosen option for severe obesity. Now, shifting our focus to a broader health perspective, obesity has become a major global concern. Currently, around 890 million adults worldwide are living with obesity, making it one of the most significant health challenges we face today. This condition is not just about excess weight. It carries serious medical and social implications, affecting overall health, quality of life, and increasing the risk of multiple chronic diseases. Now let's take a closer look at how cinnamon, with its unique mix of bioactive compounds, plays an important role in managing obesity. And the way we're approaching this is through a powerful technology known as Cytosolve, a platform I've spent several decades developing. With advances in modern science, Cytosolve enables a systems-based approach to understanding complex biological interactions. So we asked ourselves, why not apply this same approach to obesity as well? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. The first step is to map the molecular pathways involved. We do this by carefully reviewing and analyzing published scientific literature, integrating insights from multiple sources to build a clear and accurate understanding of how these biological pathways function. Once this analysis is complete, the next step is to share our findings with the broader scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. From there, we move into translating those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using principles from physical chemistry. This allows us to capture how the system behaves dynamically over time. Next, using these mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to evaluate how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify combinations that show real potential, and in many cases, it can even lead to novel discoveries. We then secure patents to protect these innovations. Finally, we move into licensing and manufacturing, ensuring that these discoveries are effectively translated into practical real-world solutions that can benefit people. So at this point, you can see that our work spans multiple areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're actively developing several formulations, each progressing through different stages from phase one all the way to phase six. At phase six, we've already created two highly powerful products and made around four key discoveries that have been granted patents. We currently have four areas in phase five undergoing discovery and patents, seven areas in phase four undergoing active screening, nine areas focused on modeling, five areas dedicated to publications, and another nine where we're building systems architectures. Importantly, all of you can be part of this journey. We're planning to open opportunities for participation, including contributions, and potentially spinning out individual components into independent companies. At present, we're in the third phase of in silico modeling for obesity under our Metabolic Health Initiative, and today we'll be sharing some of the key insights and findings from this work. One of the products where we've already gone through the entire workflow is MV25. For this product, we first developed a comprehensive systems architecture that captured all the key biological interactions. Once that framework was complete, the findings were formally published. After publication, we proceeded with detailed in silico modeling to simulate and analyze the system behavior. We conducted combination screenings and made key discoveries by first modeling all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, a condition affecting nearly 500 million people, using Cytosolve without any external funding. After completing the detailed modeling, we published our findings and analyzed a wide range of natural foods to identify effective combinations of ingredients. Through this process, we successfully brought these ingredients together and were fortunate to make a significant discovery with the potential to impact treatment strategies. We discovered a combination of natural ingredients capable of targeting osteoarthritis at the molecular level. Within this combination, we identified two highly effective ingredients in precise natural dosages that influence all the key molecular pathways in the system architecture, helping to reduce pain. To validate these findings, we not only published the results, but also secured a United States patent. This milestone marked the first time we both supported other companies and manufactured the product ourselves for direct use. And now, I'll play a short video to show you the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it. What's exciting is that we already have a tangible solution that has gone through all these steps, and this approach can be applied to virtually any disease. One such solution is MV25, and we're now using the same methodology for obesity. While we're not finished yet, we're actively working through every step of the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away, and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than I ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many believe that ideas alone are enough, but here we've taken it end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference. It offers a completely new approach to development, independent of big pharmaceutical companies. So visit mv25.life, what we call the momentum to move. Ordering this product can help support your own health while also contributing to everything we're working on. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I truly love pets, and we are firmly against animal testing in all aspects of our product development. Using the same Cytosolve approach, we developed a product called K9701. This formulation combines around 15 to 20 natural ingredients designed to provide a comprehensive whole health supplement specifically for pets. We've also developed another powerful product, Healthy Tea, available in 7 unique blends. Each blend is carefully crafted to target specific areas of health, including joint tea, digest tea, breathe, tranquility tea, detoxy tea, feminine tea, and immunity. Finally, we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. This range includes Vata tea, Pitta tea, Kapha tea, Vata Pitta tea, Pitta Kapha tea, Kapha Vata tea, and Tridosha tea. And since we're focusing on obesity, I'd like to introduce Detoxy Tea, a carefully crafted herbal blend designed to support the body's natural weight management and promote a healthy metabolism. Our latest launch emphasizes products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. Backed by decades of research, this formula is designed to strengthen and maintain the body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients, precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we have it. So now our Cytosolve Metabolic Health Initiative is at the in silico modeling phase. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. In the first phase, we focus on mapping the system architecture of obesity. This phase involves building a comprehensive view of metabolic health, starting with the key biological processes that regulate metabolism. One important insight from this phase is that uncontrolled lipogenesis, the excessive production and storage of fat, directly contributes to obesity. By understanding these systems-level connections, we can identify precise pathways for intervention in metabolic disorders. We're going straight to the root of the problem, starting fresh and thoroughly examining all the research to really understand what's happening. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which usually targets just a single pathway, our approach is holistic and systems-based, designed to support obesity from multiple angles. Here, you see in this picture how the accumulation of fat inside the body leads to obesity. When glucose enters the cell, it is metabolized through various pathways, eventually producing intermediates, such as glycerol-3-phosphate and acetyl-CoA. These intermediates fuel lipogenesis, leading to the formation of triglycerides, or TAGs, which are stored in lipid droplets. Over time, excess fat storage results in a continuous buildup of triglycerides, shown here in the pathway. This accumulation of fat is a key driver that ultimately manifests as obesity. What we've discovered so far, and we're still actively exploring, is that when you get down to the fundamentals, you begin to see the deeper truth of how these systems really work. When we look at the systems architecture of metabolic health, specifically obesity, several factors emerge that contribute to obesity over time. Genetic predispositions, immune system responses, and imbalances in the gut microbiome all play a role. Environmental exposures, a sedentary lifestyle, and psychological stress further influence metabolic health. On top of that, habits like smoking, alcohol use, lack of regular exercise, and insufficient sleep can worsen metabolic dysfunction. By mapping all these interconnected factors, we get a clear, systems-level picture of the root causes behind obesity and related metabolic diseases. Once that phase is completed, we move forward with publishing the findings. Next, we process all the data and build our models, integrating everything to bring together a complete and cohesive picture of the system. These 14 natural compounds have been identified for their potential to support obesity. Those include Caralluma fimbriata, cardamom, ginseng, cumin, fenugreek, cinnamon, green coffee, Gymnema sylvester, oregano, pepper, turmeric, garlic, amla, and lotus seeds. There are 14 things. There's data on this, but the reality is, this is why there has been no breakthrough, because you'll see all these videos on these. But their issues? How do they work in combination? How do you crack the code on this? And that's why we want to do that. We're not here to say that we have a solution, but what we're here to say is we're taking the systems approach. We can, once we have this architecture laid out, we can use it to figure out what's actually going on. But today we're going to focus on cinnamon, one of the 14 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve obesity. Now, from our Cytosol research, we have found out that cinnamon is a widely researched dietary supplement, and there are 3,992 research articles and 108 clinical trials. Over 36 years of scientific research have been done on this. Now let's take a look at the composition of cinnamon. There are 15 key molecules found in cinnamon. There are many others, but these are the key ones that have been well researched. It contains a range of beneficial nutrients, including minerals, vitamins, flavonoids, and essential oils, all of which contribute to its potential effects in supporting overall wellness. Cinnamon contains four key minerals, which include calcium, manganese, potassium, and phosphorus. It also provides four essential vitamins, which include vitamin A, C, E, and K. And finally, it has seven flavonoids, including gossypin, gnaphilin, hesperidin, hibifolin, hypolatin, oroxindin, and quercetin. Together, these nutrients give cinnamon its unique ability to support overall health and well-being. Now let's take a quick look at the composition of cinnamon, focusing on its essential oil components. Cinnamon contains a rich mixture of bioactive compounds with about 41 different essential oils identified, which contribute to its distinct aroma and therapeutic value. Among these, a few key compounds stand out: cinnamaldehyde, cinnamic acid, cinnamal acetate, and eugenol. Together, these play a major role in cinnamon's medicinal properties, highlighting that it's not just a spice, but a potent natural source of bioactive molecules. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we can now turn our attention to the key biological effects of cinnamon. Here we can clearly see the broad biological effects of cinnamon, highlighting its value as a medicinal plant. It shows a wide range of activities, including supporting neuroplasticity, anti-dementia, and procognitive effects, along with antioxidant, anti-diabetic, anti-cancer, and anti-inflammatory properties. What this really means is that cinnamon doesn't act on just a single pathway or symptom. Instead, it works more systemically, helping restore balance and supporting overall health across multiple organ systems in an integrated manner. Now, moving on to the health benefits of cinnamon. Cinnamon is valued for a wide range of health benefits that extend far beyond just obesity. It has been shown to help manage conditions such as obesity, hypercholesterolemia, women's health issues, cancer, indigestion, microbial infections, and diabetes. All of this highlights how versatile cinnamon is as a natural remedy with broad therapeutic potential that supports multiple systems throughout the body.
Let's take a closer look at what we've learned through our combination screening process. Specifically, we'll examine the findings related to cinnamon in this presentation. Once again, we're sharing original research. Let's take a closer look at what's truly happening. Now let's break down the mechanism in a clear, step-by-step manner. Cinnamon plays an important role in improving overall metabolic balance, largely due to its active compound, cinnamaldehyde. Cinnamaldehyde specifically targets key aspects of metabolic dysfunction. It helps reduce triglyceride levels, improves insulin sensitivity, often measured as HOMA-IR, and decreases fat accumulation in the body. By addressing these major drivers of obesity, cinnamon contributes to better metabolic regulation and improved energy balance. As a result, these effects lead to an overall improvement in metabolic health. In the long term, cinnamaldehyde may also help in preventing and even reversing obesity-associated metabolic complications. So, cinnamon, through its bioactive components, offers promising support in maintaining and improving metabolic health. Now let's understand the anti-obesity effect of cinnamon in more detail. Cinnamon contains bioactive phytonutrients that play a key role in metabolic regulation. These compounds initiate the activation of TRP channels, which act as early metabolic sensors in the body. Once these TRP channels are activated, they trigger GPCR-mediated signaling pathways. This process amplifies metabolic regulatory mechanisms, helping the body respond more effectively to metabolic changes. In addition, this signaling cascade activates intracellular pathways that are directly involved in maintaining energy balance and regulating lipid metabolism. As a result of these combined actions, cinnamon helps reduce fat accumulation in the body. Ultimately, these effects contribute to counteracting obesity and supporting healthier metabolic function. So, through a series of molecular signaling events, cinnamon demonstrates a significant anti-obesity potential. And we are now in the process of doing this. We will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out MetaboloSolve is going to do. We're right here in the third phase of in silico modeling. So now how can you help with this and be part of the solution? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you'd like to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this or learn more about it, you can actually participate. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for Warrior Scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of systems science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research, they make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where everyone can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right. Now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at cinnamon, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that cinnamon has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Now let's look at cinnamon as a medicine. Cinnamon has gained significant attention for its potential role in managing blood glucose levels, particularly in comparison to standard anti-diabetic treatments. Studies suggest that cinnamon extract may be as effective as metformin, a commonly prescribed drug for diabetes, in reducing fasting blood glucose levels. As shown in the graph, cinnamon treatment leads to a notable decrease in blood glucose levels when compared to the untreated model group. Its effectiveness is comparable to metformin and other treatment groups, indicating its strong potential as a natural therapeutic agent. These effects are largely attributed to cinnamon's ability to improve insulin sensitivity and enhance glucose metabolism. So cinnamon not only serves as a traditional remedy, but also shows promising potential as a complementary approach in diabetes management. Now let's further explore cinnamon as a medicinal agent in blood glucose management. Research shows that cinnamon extract is effective in reducing blood glucose levels, with results comparable to glibenclamide, a standard anti-diabetic drug. In this study, different groups were observed, including a normal control group, a diabetic control group, and treatment groups receiving either glibenclamide or cinnamon. After the induction of diabetes, blood glucose levels increased significantly in all diabetic groups. However, with treatment over time, both glibenclamide and cinnamon showed a marked reduction in glucose levels. Notably, the group treated with cinnamon demonstrated a significant decrease in blood glucose after both 7 and 14 days, showing effectiveness similar to the standard drug. These findings suggest that cinnamon can play a valuable role in lowering blood sugar levels and may serve as a potential natural alternative or complementary therapy in diabetes management. So cinnamon continues to show promising medicinal value, particularly in controlling blood glucose levels. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a metabolic health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so that you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now you might be wondering, if cinnamon is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The truth is, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works exceptionally well for one person may have little or no effect on another. It ultimately comes down to finding the right solution for the right individual at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for general maintenance, a study by Huss et al. Suggests a daily intake of 120 milligrams per day to 6 grams per day of cinnamon extract to support overall health. When it comes to wound healing, Mohammadi et al. Recommend 2% cinnamon ointment. For sugar control, Meng et al. Advise a dose of around 1 to 6 grams per day to support blood glucose levels. And for antimicrobial activity, Wang et al. Suggested 3 capsules per day containing 18 milligrams cinnamon oil and 9 milligrams pogostomon oil, which help enhance the body's immune response. And we are not here to give medical advice. You want to talk to your physicians, but this is what the research itself shows, where you need to be considering. While cinnamon offers many health benefits, it's also important to consider potential side effects, especially at higher doses. The most common concerns include gastrointestinal discomfort and allergic reactions. So even though cinnamon is beneficial, it should always be used in moderation. Understanding both its benefits and risks helps ensure safe and effective use. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if cinnamon is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a black dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Here we can see that cinnamon has a balancing effect on the doshas. It lowers vata and kapha while tending to increase pitta. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away. But this is a condition where cinnamon may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms, VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for obesity, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, Out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To sum up, cinnamon, including its bark, root, and essential oil, is rich in bioactive compounds that offer significant therapeutic potential. One of its key components, cinnamaldehyde, plays a major role in improving metabolic health. It helps reduce triglyceride levels, improves insulin sensitivity, and decreases fat accumulation, thereby helping to prevent obesity-related complications. Additionally, cinnamon phytonutrients activate GPCR signaling pathways, which enhance metabolic regulation and contribute to reduced fat accumulation. Overall, cinnamon stands out as a powerful natural agent with promising benefits for metabolic health and obesity management. Currently, we are working with MetaboloSolve, a new spin-out that is now in the third phase of in silico modeling. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we come to the end of our discussion on the benefits of cinnamon for obesity. I hope you can see that we approach this from a systems perspective, bringing together aspects of health, science, and the broader context. If you're looking to grow, improve your health, and become stronger overall, consider getting involved in Truth Freedom Health. A powerful way to support both what we're doing and your own journey is by becoming a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We've shared several calls to action along the way, and I truly hope you found this session valuable. Get involved, stay engaged, and support the movement we're building. It's ultimately designed for your growth and development. And for those who joined us a bit late, today's discussion focused on cinnamon and its role in obesity, as part of an ongoing series we'll continue exploring. Stay engaged, keep learning, and support your own advancement. Be well, and thank you.